Well, Carl Murray has returned, and Carl, I believe your story this week concerns a highwayman, and he had a very unusual name, did he not?
Very unusual nickname of 16 String Jack.
Well,
okay. Now, you might wonder why that nickname was given him, but all will be explained.
Right. Let's hear the story.
John Rann was known to all his friends as 16 String Jack due to the 16 coloured ribbons he tied round the knees of his breeches. And he was tall, he was handsome, he was always well dressed, and he cut a dashing figure wherever he went. And he had a love, Ellen, an innkeeper. Oh, she loved him dearly, and would do absolutely anything for 16 String Jack. He had other lady admirers, but, Ellen was his favourite. Well, you can imagine, with his smart clothes and his beautifully coloured ribbons, it took a great deal of money to maintain his fashionable appearance, and there were those who wondered where he got his money from. But Ellen knew. When he was short of money, Jack would ride out into Epping Forest and become a highwayman. He was caught occasionally, but he always seemed to manage to get out of trouble. They always said the 16 String Jack was the luckiest of all the high Tobies. 6 times he was brought to court before he was found guilty. And that was a little unlucky. His court appearances were always spectacular. There was an occasion when he appeared with bright blue bows tied to his leg irons and flowers in his buttonhole the size of a plate, or so it is said. But of course, his luck could not last. His love Ellen had always told him, take money, take jewels even, but never take a man's watch. For watches can be traced, owners can be found. Well, in 1774, he stopped a Dr. Bell and demanded money. The cleric, Dr. Bell, gave him 18 pence, a paltry sum even then. And Jack was so angry with the pitiful amount of coin that he was to put in his purse that he also took the parson's watch, as I said, something he had never done before. Trouble would certainly ensue from this. Well, his love Ellen took the watch to a pawnbroker the very next day. And the pawnbroker, recognising the watch, returned it to Dr. Bell. And within 2 days, both Jack and Ellen appeared in the dock of the Old Bailey. And for this court appearance, Jack wore a coat and waistcoat of pea green. He wore new buckskin breeches and his usual coloured strings round his knees. And his hat was bound with silver cords. He was applauded by those who had come to watch him in the trial, thinking, hoping that once more he would get off. But this time he was found guilty, and there was no reprieve. 16 String Jack was to be hanged. And on the 30th of November, at Tyburn Tree, 16 String Jack was hanged. Rumour has it he spent his last night in Newgate Jail in the company of 7 merry girls, an Essex boy to the end.
Well, at least at least he ended relatively happily. What happened to Ellen?
That is not in the story.
And presumably Ellen wasn't in the jail.
She was an accomplice, but possibly in those days, you know, women were meant to have done what they were told.
Yes.
So perhaps the feeling was that she was forced into this.
Well, an amazing story, did you say? Essex boy to the very end, that's for sure. So what have you got lined up for us next week?
Well, This is a famous story as well, maybe well known to the listeners, and it concerns a waistcoat that could contain 700 men.
A waistcoat that could contain 700 men?
Indeed.
At once?
At once.
This was the subject
of a £100 wager.
Right. We have to hear. Thank you very much indeed, Carl. I can hardly wait for that.